Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Yeah, you are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live at Garrett's Appliance on 2410 28th Street. That's at the corner of 28th and Byron Center. They're having a big tent sale here. We've got four or five grills fired up out front. We're going to be throwing down a bunch of grilled food and using that Timber Ridge deep fryer, making up some great food for all of you to come by and try this. They got a big scratch and dent sale going on back in their clearance center. If you have any need whatsoever for any kind of appliances, this is the place to be today. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to The Grilling Guys. We're having a lot of fun here. It's always great hanging out with people that love grilling, and these people embrace it. We've got with us shortly, up in the next segment, I'm trying to con this Wolf rep into coming in with us, but Wolf makes a beautiful grill. They make the refrigerators. They've got the whole lineup of stuff to make that perfect grill island.
Outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, and I really want to finish off an area back behind my house. If I can talk tech into giving me a free one, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, keep talking.
And speaking of new items, the good one is made this new smoker. It's a new outdoor oven. It's the outdoor smoker oven, stainless, that'll finally, you can have a smoker on your island that will look good, and it works like a good one because it is one of the good ones. And speaking of the good one, on our grilling line right now, we've got the master traveling barbecue chef extraordinaire, favorite cowboy, and deer hunting guide, Rob Russell.
Hey, what's going on up there?
Hey, Rob, it's great to hear your voice, man. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing great. I did a little event last night for the Kansas Pork Association and learned a lot about pork and learned why we can eat pork at 145 degrees now. And I'll share that with you another time. I kind of want to talk to you guys about ribs, and more ribs, mainly beef.
You're talking beef ribs or brisket on a stick?
Brisket on a stick, yeah. You know, everything seems to get so expensive, but, you know, back when barbecue first derived, it was, you know, taking cheaper cuts of meat and cooking it slow to make it a good, nice, succulent piece of meat that everybody would enjoy. Well, now that everybody's caught on to that, it became so popular over the last few years, all that meat's pretty high priced, you know, like your ribs, and brisket's $2.78 a pound now. But the beef ribs are an excellent choice to cook this summer, and they're cheap. You know, it's one thing that's cheap. Only thing about the beef ribs, you know, you can get back ribs, you can get short ribs. Got to look at the amount of fat that's in them, because like I did some center cut ribs in Jersey this last week, and they didn't have much fat in them, so you have to cook them slower, and you cook them, you know, your prep's much like a pork rib, you know, you use the yellow mustard and a nice dry rub, but you cook them slower, you cook them about 225, 250, and you wrap them after about 3 hours, and you treat it like a brisket. But, man, I'm telling you what, if you guys aren't doing beef ribs up there, you need to get on that.
So, Rob, when I'm looking at the ribs, it sounds like you just described there's different cuts of rib, the short ribs, the spares, the back ribs. Are those labeled in the butcher shop, or do you need to ask specifically at the meat window?
No, they'll be labeled. But what I recommend, and I know you guys have some good butchers up there because I've been up there, is you work with a butcher and ask him what your choices are for beef ribs and ask him what the fat content is. Most of the time they won't have them on hand. You'll have to order them. And, you know, just be aware of what you're cooking and slow them down and cook them, you know, cook them slower. Take a 6-7 hour time limit to cook them. And if you wrap them, you know, you see about half of an inch of the bone showing where that meat draws back. Wrap them in aluminum foil and let them go a couple more hours. They'll be awesome.
They are, and it actually does taste just like brisket. And the first time I ever had them, I was kind of pressured into making them a couple years ago when we started the show. My co-host was Michael Gray, and he actually experimented with a pair, and I think you coached him through it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. Just you don't want to get in a hurry. That's the main thing, because you can dry them up pretty quick. That you know, especially like your center cut ribs. You know, they're not going to have a lot of fat on them. You know, usually where you see a pork, like a spare rib or a baby back, when you get them to 140 degrees, that fat pops and it starts glistening. You know, these are not going to have that stage. They're gonna go from, you know, 140 degrees and then they're going to dry on you if you don't watch them.
But you know, Rob, I'm gonna need a little advice from you. I'm gonna actually pick you up at the airport tomorrow, and it just coincidentally I'll be dropping my wife off. Do you think this is right? She's going on an 18-day cruise through Europe. Isn't there something wrong with that?
You're staying home working.
What do you think? I'll be traveling, doing classes with you. So tomorrow night.
Into the stick.
I know. It's not even brisket on a stick.
Short into that rib, didn't he?
Yeah.
So she needs a break. She has to live with me, so I don't blame her.
I understand.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to be doing that class tomorrow at Rockford Ace Hardware, which is sold out. But if you want to do our class.
Tomorrow's Sunday. You mean Monday?
Yeah, excuse me. On Monday, I'll be picking you up. Monday night, Rockford Ace Hardware. The class is sold out, but we still have seats available in Cadillac at Positive Chimney, and it's actually south of Cadillac. So if you're north of Grand Rapids a little bit, it's a nice drive up there and a wonderful venue. It's going to be outside. It's just a beautiful facility. In the last class we did there, we had a great time, didn't we?
Yes, that's the home of the Cadillac Sun Pickles.
That's right. That's where we had those wonderful sun pickles.
First thing I'm going to do when I get there is I'm going to go back there and hit that refrigerator and see if there's some in there.
Okay, and then on Wednesday we'll be shooting over to fish with Captain Ken at Gyra Charters. We're going over to the Big Bay. You're going to be on Lake Huron for the first time in your life, and you're going to catch some walleye that are going to blow the hair right off your head.
Wow. I can't wait.
Okay.
I hope that wind doesn't blow, because last time we were going to fish, the wind blew, and I guess, you know, when a wind blows in Kansas, you don't have enough big lakes, it doesn't bother you, but I guess out there, they've got a lot of big water.
Well, the good news is the prevailing wind, it usually comes from the west, and that favors you when you're on the east side of the state, so.
Yeah, we'll be in all gray.
Right.
It'll be all good.
Yeah.
So I'm almost, really counting on this now.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We're going to have fun. And Jop's gonna stop by Frankenmuth Brewery on his way up too, so we'll be in real good shape. You were there with me already.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Can't wait. All right, guys.
Well, thanks, Rob. Appreciate you joining us, and thanks for your great tips on the beef ribs. We're gonna make sure we work on those.
Get out there and get them. Get those beef ribs. Learn how to cook them. They're great.
Thanks
so
much.
We'll see you guys.
Okay. That's Rob Russell from Ace of Hearts Barbecue, which owns The Good One and Three Little Pig Sauces and Rubs. Rob travels the country giving barbecue classes. I'll be with him Monday night, Rockford Ace Hardware. Tuesday night, Positive Chimney in Cadillac. So go to positivechimney.com. There's a couple seats left for that class. It's only like $75. It's a bargain. It costs us more than that to put the class on.
Right.
Okay, I got to fly his butt out here.
Right.
It's not
cheap. Bob, quick question for you on the beef ribs. He said, when you do pork ribs, you pull that silver skin off.
Same
the back.
Thing.
Is there one on the beef as well?
It's just thicker.
Right, and it's very important that
much
you pull
that
off.
Much more important on beef to pull that membrane off.
Right, because if you don't, those things are just chewy. It's like having a rubber band in your mouth.
And there was no talk of circumcision or anything in that. Did you like that?
Well, that's because we weren't at the Catholic Church. I don't know, whatever, where we were. Oh, coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station and wrap up the show. We're going to talk a little bit about our grilling club that's coming up at Zager's. I've got a couple more recipes I want to blow by you, make sure that you got some good side dishes for the grill this week. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.